This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3.
Are you playing Smooth Criminal?
Smooth Criminal.
Is that who that was?
No.
Who is that?
Place I'd rather be.
Clean Bandit.
Yeah, Clean Bandit.
Oh, it's so close. The same thing. Smooth Criminal, Clean Bandit, whatever.
Shiny Robber. Hey, everyone. Good morning and welcome to Hump Day. Vinny, I hope you're having I can kind of see outside. It's soaking wet. I don't see debris yet. But I'm going to go look at the creek after the show. Pretty wet down there is my guess. I'm going to go take a look at that.
Down there. Well, we like it wet down there, don't we?
We do. Not too wet. You don't want it to be too wet.
Why not?
You want it to stay in its banks.
That's not what Hooman
told
me.
You want the river, you want the creek to stay in its banks. Oh. You don't want it overflowing its banks, people. What? I'm actually talking about the creek.
I don't know what
you are too.
I can see that. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by your local Toyota dealer. Drive the most trusted brand on the road in California. I do trust my Toyotas. Toyota, let's go places.
Reliable.
And someday, let's actually get out of the car once we get there. Bryn's a guy who does the circle. I'm going to circle the block.
The whole neighborhood, actually.
Put the kid in the car and just go.
Really getting to know these streets out here.
Well, sure. You know all your neighbors now, too, right?
I do.
How you doing? Yeah. You know them by sight anyway, right?
Well, I'm running now, too, so I see a lot more people. It's a trip.
Doesn't Millbrae have a kind person on every corner there to help you
whatever
problem?
Right, stop whatever. The traffic?
Uh-huh.
No, we don't have that. But
what?
Yeah.
He's lying. Of course they do. It's paradise.
Freaking budget cuts. Terrible.
I know, but it's happening everywhere.
Anyway, thanks Toyota for sponsoring the trash. There's a couple things I wanted to mention that are on TV tonight. First of all, there's a second season of a show I've never even heard of that I think is right up your alley, Vinny. It's called Bonding. It's a dominatrix comedy. I don't know if it's a reality thing, if this is a scripted dominatrix show. I'm not sure, but
I
think
this is up my alley because you had a lady come on the show and kick the crap out of me. Is that why it's up?
No, because you love dominatrixes so much.
I don't.
Whenever there's a story about dominatrixes, you're always sure to report it. And, you know, that kind of thing. I know how you love to be tortured. You must. Well, we've worked together so long, and all I do is torture you. So how could that not?
That
be
is for freaking
thing?
Sure.
See?
Ding, ding, ding. Smartest
saying?
Thing you said all day.
So Netflix has the season 2 premiere of a dominatrix comedy. It's just like this show. It's called Bonding.
Occasionally I see things and we'll go, let me click on that and just see what happens.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I would mind if some lady knew what she was doing and was like, and I trusted her and she was said, I am going to do what I want to you. I would probably say, all right, let's do that. But I don't seek it out, and I also don't know what to do myself. So I couldn't, if my wife said, I want you to, I don't know, bondage me.
Tie me
is
up.
That,
Tie
is
me
that
to
the
bed.
Term? I don't know.
Bondage,
I'd be like, all right, I got to work on this. Let me look into it. Because I don't really know, I don't have by design in my head already what I'd do.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, the nice part about bondage, if you are the bondee, you don't have to do a thing.
That's my point. Yes,
right.
I would let someone do me like that.
Yes.
But on the other hand, I think I have to go get a barrel and some rope.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you use, right?
I don't know. I always think of handcuffs and or silk stockings, you know, things that you can tie.
Oh, no, no barrel?
No barrel, but right. I'm intrigued. If you want to send me an email detailing what happens in the barrel, I'd certainly be
not
interested.
Not in the barrel, over the barrel.
Oh, over the barrel.
Isn't that a common...
Is the barrel like... I don't know, man. You're the one who knows all about this dominatrix stuff. I mean, obviously you've looked into it. You know about the barrel.
I don't know. I'm just trying... All right. Anyway, I'm going to watch this Netflix special and I'll get back to you.
Well, right. Listen, it's the second season premiere of a dominatrix comedy, and I thought, how did I miss the first season of that? So, I don't. This is not an endorsement. Also, I've not seen this show, but I did think to myself, two seasons of this. It's
you know
Netflix.
What's weird?
What's that?
If I could just say this real quick, because I watched another episode of this show called Ted Lasso, which you turned me on to. Mm-hmm. But you turned me onto that after I turned you onto the morning show, which I found on Apple TV through boredom and a few other things. The bottom line becomes these shows don't advertise, and I don't know how you find them. I guess it's only word of mouth, but Ted Lasso it's too excellent to be missed.
You know how I found Ted Lasso? By watching the morning show. They would
right,
show,
that's what I'm saying.
They would show promos of it during because the only advertisement for that has been word of mouth and award nominations.
Oh, I didn't even hear about that. But yeah, it's really good. And I'm saving it. I'm doing one episode a night. And the
I don't know how you do
too.
That, man. I plowed through that in two nights.
Right.
It's right. so good. Yeah. Ted Lasso is... It might take you a minute to sort of get into that headspace, but once you're there, it's you never want to leave.
Yeah, I didn't see it for you the first episode, and then as it's gone along, I do see it for anyone, and it's so good. It's really positive. And last night was the dart game, and I just it ended.
Oh,
and I was like,
the dart game!
I love this show. I so badly just want to plow through the next two episodes. But I forced myself into bed, and then I didn't sleep, so that was pointless. But
the dart game,
the show's great.
I'll let you pick the starting lineups.
Yeah,
the rest of the season.
Don't you please?
Okay, so friggin' good.
So maybe this dominatrix
just,
show
as he's,
is good
what does
too.
He say? What does he say with the last dart? He has some little thing that he clearly.
I don't want to.
I can't text it to me because I can't remember what it is, and I was thinking about it the other day. He says two words just before he. Damn, that show's good. Right. They've at least greenlit a second season. I think I saw something that they've begun production. I'm not positive though. But there is going to be more Ted Lasso, and I say there can't be enough. Give me more. Nathan, come on, Nathan. Oh
Nathan's
boy,
Nathan's great.
And listen, honestly, every episode is great. The last two. I think you've
great.
Left, right?
I'm glad to hear it because I really like it, and Nate the Great is great. I like that little boy.
So good. Another thing. So that only took 10 minutes to talk about. We started with bonding, and now we're on the second thing that I've chosen to tell you about tonight. This just seems like it's right up my alley, so I already sent it to John. You know, because he's in charge of what we watch on TV. The series premiere of something called Resident Alien. And it's at 10 o'clock. It's on the Sci-Fi Channel and USA. So this is semi-regular TV. Alan Tudyk, who was in Firefly, he's sort of a sci-fi staple. He plays an alien who had come to Earth to kill us all. He crash lands. And now he's got to pass himself off as a small-town doctor in order to, I don't know, wait for reinforcements. It's called Resident Alien. Get it? The resident, the doctor is the resident alien. It sounds actually pretty good, and I like a good sci-fi, and I'll be interested to see how this guy does. So that's on TV tonight, series premiere of Resident Alien. Again, I don't have any other knowledge about how good it is or not. That's up to you. So let's talk about Youth Poet Laureate Amanda Gorman.
Okay.
Less than a week after just killing it at the inauguration, she has signed with one of the world's biggest modeling agencies.
I'm not surprised. She's pretty.
She's beautiful. Well, she also feels that she actually loves fashion, apparently. I really wanted to make a statement. She had the red headband and the yellow jacket. She really, honestly, like a bright bulb amidst all the dark suits and jackets.
Mm-hmm.
She has signed with IMG Models. They represent Kate Moss, Gisele Bündchen, but they also have a lot of people who are in other fields but have a fashion thing going, sort of iconic entertainers like Selena Gomez or Chrissy Teigen, who I think of as a model, but I guess now she's become more of a sort of influencer.
Right. Lots of surfers are models on the side, including, I can't think of the guy's name that we had in that one time, and he's huge, but there's lots of people big in sports or some other field that end up modeling, so I'm not surprised.
Lance something.
I'll think of it.
Yeah, of course, if you'd asked me, I probably would have pulled it, but now that we're trying to find the name, no,
right.
It's not there.
I should
have it. 22-year-old Harvard graduate. Amanda Gorman has signed with IMG Models. She was the breakout star from the inauguration last week. She read her powerful poem, The Hill We Climb. She's got a couple of books coming out. I think you talked about this earlier. Change Sings, right? Didn't you talk about this? It's a children's book, a children's anthem. And then The Hill We Climb and other poems. So those are currently at the top of Amazon's bestseller list. I actually think that they are in pre-sale right now.
Yes.
She was on the Ellen DeGeneres show on Tuesday, and Ellen endorsed her for president, although she still has a few years left before she's actually qualified.
Laird Hamilton.
Laird Hamilton. There it is. She had on Italian designer, Miuccia Prada. I'm going to guess that's a Prada. That's just Prada. That's the double-breasted coat. And a satin Prada headband. She also wore jewelry that was gifted to her by Oprah Winfrey.
By the way, Prada, Human's Choice, in high fashion as well.
Right.
For sunglasses, and I believe he was always sporting a Prada jacket as well.
So they say IMG will be developing endorsements and editorial opportunities for her in the fashion and beauty sectors. So that's what she's up to right now. I mean, that chick's on fire, and go, Amanda.
Yep.
You stunned us all. Martha Stewart's launching a line of cannabis treats for dogs. They're going to come out next month. She says, "My dogs are not only my companions, they're part of my family, and I prioritize their emotional and physical well-being as I do my own. Just as CBD can support human wellness, it's been shown to improve the quality of life for pets as well." Isn't she? She's a CBD endorser herself, right? Didn't she get stoned with Snoop a bunch of times too? And
I can't say I know anything about that, but why wouldn't she?
Well, I can't think of one reason. You know, she's I want to say she's like in her 80s, and she looks freaking amazing.
Oh, there was a picture posted just the other day.
79. All right.
Of her made up for some photo shoot. And I think it was like the headline said something like Martha Stewart thirst trap photo must see. And I went, "Oh, look at that." Click.
Click.
And sure enough, she had been made up and looked 40.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Like, looked incredible. I couldn't believe it. And I know that she was a pageant girl or a model or something.
She's a model.
So she's definitely made money on her looks in her youth, but continues into her late 70s to look great. Really great.
Next up is Elliot Page, the man formerly known as Ellen Page, or you might know from Juno. So recently starred in Umbrella Academy and married a woman named Emma Portner, a dancer and choreographer, in 2018. He came out as transgender and non-binary, expressing at the time in December of last year, just in 2020. "I can't begin to express how remarkable it feels to finally love who I am enough to pursue my authentic self." He has also said things on the tone of, "I can't believe I get to call this extraordinary woman my wife." and showed engagement pictures and wedding pictures. And I'm sorry to tell you that Elliot Page and wife Emma Portner have decided to end their marriage.
What?
That is correct, sir.
Like just weeks after his announcement, her announcement?
His
announcement, sorry.
Their announcement.
Their announcement.
After much thought and careful consideration, we've made the difficult decision to divorce following our separation last summer.
I can see how this is really difficult for not only the person struggling with their, as it's worded here, authentic self, but also for the partner who's like, I like us like this. I don't want to call you a different name, and I don't want to be wondering what transformation you might be considering.
Right.
So I you know what? All right.
Well, look, that's maybe she came out, they came out in December, and clearly they had separated over the summer. So perhaps it was just, look, this is who I'm going to be.
Yeah, I'm sure the conversations before the announcement, these things have been happening
right,
in their home for
right.
a long time. So I don't doubt that they've both been struggling with this. I don't know for sure, but I hate to say, I think if my partner said my authentic self is a man mm-hmm. and I'm going to pursue that route, I would 1,000% support him, but I would also say we'll be breaking up and I'll be pursuing an authentic woman.
Right. We'll be
for a partner.
We will be best of friends.
We'll raise our kids and
sure.
I will support you in your efforts to
Well, you don't
be
want
authentic.
Someone to lie about who they are. I actually believe that if you do feel like you are another gender or non-binary or whatever label you do or don't want to put on yourself, I think not only do you owe it to yourself, you do owe it to the people around you. They should know that. So anyway, sorry to hear that Elliot Page and wife Emma Portner are divorcing. On the other side of the spectrum, Paris Hilton is going to start a family.
What?
Paris Hilton credits Kim Kardashian with saying, you should save your eggs. You should freeze them now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And I believe I don't have a date when she did that, but she's 39 now, Paris Hilton is. And she is beginning IVF.
That's great.
It is great. She, let's see, she wants to have a kid. She's got a boyfriend named Carter Reum, R-E-U-M, Reum. And they're taking the next steps. He is just my dream guy. Carter is 100% the one. We talk about planning a wedding all the time and planning our baby's names and all that. So I'm really excited to just move on for the next step of my life and finally just have a real life. It's hot.
I think it's how do I word this? It's, I guess interesting is the way to word it. But looking at a woman who starts a career out of college and is also like 100% focused on that, but somewhere in the back of her mind is someday I would like to have a family, but my career is all consuming at this mm-hmm. point, and I couldn't even consider a kid right now. I think that's the smartest possible move you could make, as young as possible too, by the way,
yeah.
so that you've got,
fresh
really
eggs, right.
the freshest possible eggs on ice, and you may never decide to go use them.
Right.
Maybe you'll say, I don't want that trouble in my life.
Yeah.
But if you do, you've got them.
Well, it is expensive, so it's not for everyone. But I agree with you. That's if you're making money and you don't want to change your life quite yet, it's certainly an option.
You're right. It's expensive. I think, in my mind, I'm talking to the people, a lot of the colleagues my wife has or friends
right.
my wife has, they're in tech. They make money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also working 16-hour days.
Right. No
and
time for a family
worse,
there.
This year they're trapped in their homes.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a good time to go, harvest.
Paris added, we've been doing the IVF, so I can pick twins if I like. Kim is actually the one who told me about that. I didn't even know anything about it. I could just have twins. Whatever. Don't have twins. I advise against it. You think one's hard? Two is really hard.
Two birds. Same time.
Yeah, if you say so.
And it would be the nanny's job, not her.
That's true. Right. You know what? You're right. I forgot about how she's a zillionaire. I forgot. Have five. Have them all. Have them all in one.
She's a Hilton the whole time.
Actually, I don't know why you're doing this to your body. Do it to someone else's. You crazy? That's still your baby. Sam Adams, I'm just going to end with this really quickly. I have actually a bunch of stuff about the Super Bowl, but we just run through.
It's incredible.
Time. It is incredible. For the first time in 37 years, Budweiser is not going to have a specific Budweiser Super Bowl commercial. You're going to see something that looks a lot like one, though. Sam Adams is taking advantage of the absence by stealing the Clydesdales to hype their Wicked Hazy IPA. And it's really funny because I guess their new guy is your cousin from Boston. So he walks by there's the Clydesdales, and they're attached to the wagon, and he just decides, oh, it'd be fun to pull this pin. And now the horses are wreaking havoc on the streets of Boston and destroying everything. And he's all, oh, did I do that?
Whoops, your cousin from Boston. I did not see that coming. Anyway, Sam Adams' Wicked Hazy IPA.
Juicy, right?
Can we not tell my mom about this?
Adorable.
I love it.
It is actually really cute. I guess that he's their new pitch man. Your cousin from Boston.
Boy, weird how he sounds like every other Boston guy, huh?
Strange. Oh, Jay, what the hell is that thing? All right, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
I'll do some fast facts, but I have my favorite story so far of the week next as well, which is the best things America has given the world.
Oh.
And also the worst.
Uh-oh.
After these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.